Brittany, Brittany, Lynn, Linn, 5-15-90. Chief complaint, I'm so tired. Number one, sore throat. Number two, family member with a mono at home. Number three, she's concerned she might have mono. Our patient is a 32-year-old woman, works in the school system, comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms for the past 3 to 5 days. Patient went on a Teladoc and got some zithromycin, which she just finished. It didn't really help her tiredness. Her sore throat is still there. She has not developed a rash with zithromycin, period. Family history, dad's an alcoholic, mom's doing okay. Last physical exam, including pap smear, was just a few months ago. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, has 2 children. One of them has issues with mental retardation, which is a huge problem at home. She's going on a cruise in 2 weeks, and her and her husband are looking forward to that. Allergy, none. Surgery, triple pregnancy, C-section in the past, medical problems, IBS, medications, includes Tylenol, Advil. Just finished a Z-Pak. COVID immunization is up to date. She's alert, she's awake, she weighs 145 pounds, 98%, 97.9, 16, 98, 148 over 92. Heart positive, swing positive, restored lungs, clear abdomen, soft, TMs are red, pushed in pharynx, slightly red, no lights going on, focus, skin shows, no rash, positive, anterior, chin, lymphadenopathy, noted. Number one, mononucleosis test is positive. Number two, patient just finished a course of antibiotic. Number three, Rocephin a gram now. Number four, Decadron 8 milligram. Number five, Medrol dose pack. Number six, I gave the patient an option of checking blood work for monohepatitis, but she wants to hold off. Next number, come back in 2 days. Next number, abdominal ultrasound is within normal limits, shows no evidence of hepatomegaly or splenomegaly at this time. Next number's findings discussed with patient at length before leaving. Thank you.